We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. ICAC is preparing to hold new private hearings into Premier Gladys Berejiklian's disgraced former boyfriend, MP Darryl Maguire, amid fresh scrutiny of a $5.5 million sporting grant he obtained for his electorate. The watchdog is expected to begin examination of further witnesses later this month following the unearthing of new government documents by parliamentarians. It's understood the documents centre around how the former MP for Wagga lobbied the government for the grant of the Australian Clay Target Association in Wagga and the approval process. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. The widow of one of Sydney's most notorious gangsters has launched a last-minute legal bid to block a Channel 7 series about Pasquale Barbaro, complaining the drama is a trashy portrayal of their lives and will cause emotional trauma to their children. Melinda Barbaro sent a furious cease and desist letter demanding the broadcaster and producers of Australian Gangster halt the screening of the two-part series because of the psychological impact on their two children, adding they are still coming to terms with their father's 2016 assassination. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Outrage following revelations a Queensland family trapped in Sydney with their terminally ill baby boy have been told they'll have to split up to quarantine in Brisbane despite a charity's offer to fly them to their remote property to isolate at home. The shocking case is just the latest example of Queensland health officials refusing to accommodate special needs despite the family's mother asking Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk's Labor government to show a bit of thought and compassion. Angel Flight CEO Marjorie Pagani confirmed the charity had sent an urgent letter to the Queensland government offering to fly the terminally ill baby home from Sydney to his parents' rural property in the Sunshine State and says it's disappointing the government would not spare the family the huge costs and ongoing trauma of family separation. And it was rugby league's worst kept secret, but the ARL Commission have confirmed the grand final will be moved to Brisbane's Suncorp Stadium. But it's the fine print that's revealed some good news for New South Wales fans. Under the new terms of the agreement that was struck between the ARL Commission and the New South Wales government, the grand final after this season will remain in Sydney until 2046. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.